Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gunzo G just making a video about why you so stupid. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, this video is brought to you by women. Why are they so fucking stupid? I wonder, is it because they have penis on the mind? Probably. But hell, women are stupid, so yeah. They at least feel good on your dick, don't they? They sure do. But when they do stupid shit, oh fuck. That's when the shit fucking hits the fan, right? Well, I got some clips and stuff, so let's play those dealies, right? Well, let's do this shit. Yeah, look at this little nerdy little bitch. She looks like she's supposed to be a librarian. Yeah, I don't know what's up with me and fucking liking these weird little fucking trolls, but fucking something tells me I need to abuse her sexually. Yeah, I don't know, just an urge in my loins. Am I fucked up? Probably, but these bitches do some dumbass shit. Look what this bitch did. It says, federal attorney who helped send January 6th protesters to prison for trespassing cries and weeps after losing her job. That's what she gets for being a fucking bitch. Yeah, did she give a fuck when she sent these guys to fucking jail for bullshit? No. So she got fucking fired for doing that shit. Maybe she should go to prison for what she did. Don't you agree? Yes, if you're rotting away in fucking prison for fucking stupid bullshit, don't you want to see this bitch burn? Well, I think I would, but I'm a fucking weirdo. But without further ado, let's roll these fucking clips. Enjoy.
And the United States of America, not the president. Firing 15 qualified attorneys created.
Aw, poor little woman. She thought what she was Billy Badass, and she found out she's nothing but a stupid ass tramp. Ha ha! Enjoy.
After 3 weeks of training.
How fucking stupid are you? It took you 3 weeks of training for you to fuck all this shit up. I'm sure the people that trained you didn't train you to do this kind of shit, but why? Was it your pussy tingling? Right? Or you thought you were fucking saving the world, throwing these people to jail or some fucking crap? You're fucking stupid. Do you want to see what the fucking meaning of stupid is? Well, let's bring that up. Well, let's look up what the word stupid means. It says, adjective, number one, slow to learn or understand. Obtuse. Geez, isn't that a woman in a nutshell? Let's see what number two is. Trending to make poor decisions or careless mistakes. That's another fucking word for woman, huh? What about number three? Marked by a lack of intelligence or care. Foolish or careless. A stupid mistake. Yes, women, your whole life is a stupid mistake, but there you are. And men are chasing after you because they wanna fuck ya. Yes, I do wanna fuck you, but fucking A. You fuck with stupid and you deal with stupid shit, so yeah, enjoy.
End up getting prepared for the next week. That Friday, I left work.
You see the shit that women do? Doesn't that prove to you that women are nothing but playthings? Something to be used and abused? Yes, that's all they know is fucking pain. They're fucking retarded. But what can you do? I know you want to fuck them, but if you do that shit, you're going to deal with dumb shit. And right now, we can't control them, so enjoy.
I walked to the metro station. I got on the train, and I pulled out my phone. And I...
Well, lady, maybe you should have pulled out your handy-dandy dildo. That would have put a smile on your face instead of your phone that made you frown. Enjoy!
I saw a litigation hold that had been put on it. And attached to that was a memo that gave Mr. Martin permission to fire probationary employees from the Capitol Siege section that were moved to other places in the office.
So you just found out that they cut you off because you were fucking a probationary officer or whatever. Yes, you're just fucking extra fucking thing. You're not important. You're just a fucking peon. And now you got shitted on, and now you're fucking crying. That's fucking awesome. That's what you get for being stupid. You should be in the kitchen making sandwiches and babies. Just saying.
The memo referenced people, but didn't have a list of names attached. But the information provided was confusing. I knew I was probably on the list.
Oh, she was confused, huh? And you were probably on the list. No, bitch, you were on the list. And then you got your ass kicked out of there because you're fucking stupid. Now you gotta know that you have to do some other shit, huh? Yeah, you thought you were a strong and independent woman. And you found out you're just a dumb bitch. Yes, maybe you should have married your fucking high school sweetheart instead of being a dumb bitch chasing your quote-unquote dreams. Yes, now you're gonna be welcome into Box Wine and Catland. Enjoy!
But I didn't know exactly what was going on. I headed back to the office so I could figure out what was happening. I was met by my colleagues, who shared their confusion and a heartbreak over this.
Yes, most likely the one that you were talking to, your colleagues, were other stupid women, huh? Yes, dumb bitches doing stupid shit just like you. Now all of you could form a coven and start fucking hating on all these people that fired you, huh?
Oh, it's not our fault that we're women. No, it's their fault because they should have watched over us. Bleh.
Fuck you, women. Yes, just go to the kitchen, fucking make those sandwiches and spread your legs open so you can make those babies. And your life will be fucking happier. Yes, why the hell you need all this fucking worry about doing this, doing that? Yeah, you should be worried about making sandwiches, getting your kids ready for school. Yeah, you're worrying about the country and all this other shit? That's the realm of man. You just need to be in the kitchen. It's safer, trust me. Well, anyways, let's continue.
Sudden event. We left the office, and 2 hours later, the letters started rolling in, terminating us. At the end of the night...
Yes, friends, these women do some stupid shit. But what can you do, right? You wanna fuck them, and you're gonna be dealing with shit like this. Yes, what happens when you're with a woman and she does some dumbass shit? Yes, I have a clip of a woman that she's showing her lovely children, to the rest of the world. So let's watch that fucking Down Syndrome. Enjoy. You're spending every day on your own. Oh, look at here, this stupid elf, she just made some fucking drow. Yes, friends, you don't make no dark elves. What the fuck is this shit? I'm assuming she's Japanese and she got fucked by an American soldier and now she has these fucking abominations. Yes, who the fuck wants this shit? I wouldn't. Yes, you have fucking the worst of both worlds. Yay! Enjoy! And here it goes. I'm just a kid and life is a nightmare. Please, God, wake me from this fucking nightmare. The shit that we have to deal with. Women do all this stupid, retarded shit, and then they want you to pay for this shit. Fuck no. There are other ways. Yes, you could just get yourself a sex bot and a lover fucking AI, and there you go. But no, you rather cope with doing bullshit, so enjoy. But remember, friends, not all women are pieces of shit. I do have a clip of a woman that's actually decent, and I wouldn't mind fucking her. So let's watch that clip.
If you get rid of one thing to make the world a better place, what would
Israel.
It be?
Israel!
No, I mean like cancer.
No, Israel!
Yes, friends, that was an awesome chick. She was pretty, and she hates Israel. Fuck yeah. That's fucking awesome. Well, now I have a clip of a chick that's fucking stupid and she's retarded and she got fucked. So let's watch that. Enjoy!
A mother convicted of grooming children and then throwing sexualized alcohol-filled parties for them. She has learned her fate.
Yeah, look at this chick. So she's a mom. I guess she was throwing parties at her house and a bunch of kids were fucking and getting drunk. And because of that, now they're saying they're sex parties. Oh, shit. Yeah, you ever been a kid and you've been to a, you know, a parent's house, you know, and they're the cool parents and they were throwing parties and all that? That's probably what it is. But because we live fucking in stupid world now, fucking they say this is fucking hell on earth and blah, blah, blah. Well, let's find out, right?
After 3 days of victim impact statements in a packed courtroom in San Jose, a judge sentenced Shannon O'Connor to the maximum sentence for her crimes.
Yeah, I guess you thought you were going to be a cool parent and throw these parties for your kids. But yeah, I guess people were getting hurt or pregnant or some shit. And then they called the cops on you. And now you're going to prison for trying to be the cool parent. Was it good for you? Was it worth it? Well, enjoy.
Afternoon. Senior investigator Candace Wynn was in the courtroom and she's been following this case for more than 4 years. Candace, break down this sentence and how many years is it again and how many will she actually serve?
The judge has imposed the maximum sentence on Shannon O'Connor of 35 years and 10 months.
God damn it. So you're getting 35 years and 10 months for throwing sex parties for kids. They were probably teenagers, huh? Yes, you're trying to be a cool parent and you're getting 35 fucking years. Well, almost 36. Practically 36 years. Fucking A. Yeah, does it fucking pay to have fucking kids in this day and age? No. Yes, it looks like people are trying to make you not have children if they're doing shit like this, huh? Well, that's the world that we live in, so what the fuck are we gonna do? I don't know, maybe overthrow our government or something? But whatever, I guess that's a bridge too far, huh? But whatever, let's continue.
So O'Connor has been in jail. Her credit has added up to 9.5 years, according to the DA's.
Oh my god. So she was sitting in county jail for fucking almost 10 years? Fucking A. Yeah, you know they give that time dated for day? Oh, fucking A. So that she's gonna get about 10 years of credit, but then she has fucking almost 36 years fucking that. So 10 years minus 36? So she has about 26 years left in prison. Fuck. Yeah, you're better off going in prison because at least in prison you get more liberties. You get your TV and, you know, little things here and there. In county, well, it's just county and damn. Fucking A. I kind of feel sorry for this lady. But, hey, you wanted to have kids and this is the shit you have to deal with. So, enjoy.
It's office. So the remainder of her sentence is actually 27 years with good behavior in prison.
Okay, I was off by 1 year, but still, that's still a long-ass time. Rotting away and fucking for 27 years, that's a long fucking time. She looks like she's in her 40s, and so when she gets out, she's probably gonna be like in her late 60s, early 70s. Fuck. Well, whatever happens, happens, I guess. Well, let's continue.
Prison, it could be less than that. Now, O'Connor is 52 years old, Janelle. Her attorney said, even with those 27 years, this is effectively a life sentence for her.
Yeah, this chick is fucked. Fuck. Yeah, it's 27 years to rot in fucking prison. I personally don't agree with these long prison sentences. Yeah, if you're gonna have more than 5 years, I think you're better off just being fucking killed. Yeah, just execute my ass. Why keep me alive for this fucking long just to release me back into the wild? That's fucking cruel and unusual, don't you agree? Yeah, and the more humane thing is just to fucking execute these people. Yeah, why have them sit there day in and day out? Fucking hell on earth, huh? But that's the world that we live in, so whatever. Let's continue.
Shannon O'Connor did speak this morning apologizing to victims. Did she have a reaction when the sentence came down?
Well, I could be wrong. I bet they were just throwing parties. It was just alcohol and kids just fucking. Yeah, it wasn't no sex party, yeah, like a swingers party, no pedophile bullshit. Yeah, it was just the mom was trying to be cool. And she got busted. Yeah, I'm sure another parent didn't like this shit and blew it up. I've made a fucking anthill into a giant mountain type of shit. So yeah. Well, that's what happens. In this day and age, people are fucking stupid. So yeah, it doesn't pay to fucking have kids in these day and age. So yeah, fucking A. What can you do? You can't even have fucking children nowadays. So yeah. So I guess we're not gonna become a galactic empire. We're not gonna fucking go into space. Fermi paradox solved. We're just stupid. Well, whatever. Enjoy.
So she was crying when she was rehearing some of the victim impact statements. She was definitely crying when she was reading her own statement to victims and families. But I will say she was quite stoic.
You see how stupid women are, the shit that they fucking do? But us men, we're not any better. Yes, because we chase after these women, trying to fuck them, and they're doing this fucking Down syndrome. And because you fuck stupid and crazy, guess what? That shit's gonna spill over to you, and then you get fucked. So don't do it, friends. Women right now are fucking retarded. We gotta wait after all this bullshit blows over and everything resets. Then we could rebuild, and we could start building fucking strong families. And then once we have strong families, we can start having a strong nation again. Yes, the future's gonna be great. We just gotta go through this fucking bullshit. So yes, friends, don't let these women do whatever the fuck they want. They need to be controlled. because of their stupid behavior, the world is shit. So don't do that, friends. Just fucking move forward. Yes, we will build fucking a great future. Just be strong and endure this shit. So I'll talk to you later, friends. Goodbye.
Did I hear right that you have a stunt planned for June?
Yes, I have a baby shower on Saturday. Next Saturday. And I'm inviting the public to turn my baby shower into a golden shower.
Why?
It's just fun. It's a twist on the baby shower. I'll be having sex with the people as well as. And it's going to be like a mixture of wholesome baby shower games, like the traditional trying different baby food, along with other fluids added in there.
Now I'm uncomfortable. This is your baby. This is your child.
Yeah. Again, my body, this is what I'm choosing.
Do you not see that in any way as a denigration of your baby?
No, like, it is difficult because I don't want to sexualize the baby.